in terms of building the interface, and I think this is also going to be important if you are interested in building a prototype yourself for your final project, is, so how do you do it? One way to do it, and we have what's called user interface mockups, is you can do a PowerPoint. You know, you create a simple visual, it's static, there might be some interactivity that you can do with PowerPoint, or you can do it in Dreamweaver, and you know how to do this from the multimedia production course, how to create, you know, rollover effects, or if you click on it, something happens. Or you can use Flash. So these are very good tools to create mockups of tools. Then you can get to what are called computer-assisted instruction tools like Authorware or Macromedia Director, and the toolbook that let you build more complex tools. Then you can go one step up in complexity, and you can go to Visual Basic, you can use Delphi or Visual Cafe, or you can use what are called software engineering tools like Java and so on to build the interface. Now, as you move down the list, they become progressively more complex and more powerful. And the question is, when you're building prototypes, you don't have to necessarily use the most powerful tool. It's good enough sometimes just through simple PowerPoint or paper mockups to get a sense of the interface. You want to have logging software so that you can evaluate and you can measure what people are doing. And another thing that you can do is you can describe just menu tree structures, where you print them out and let people interact with them, or just see them and say, aha, yeah, reading through it, yes, I see all the things that I need. I think that covers what I expect to be able to do if I want to do a specific task.